a paper chase, Strong. You follow a series of clues. Each clue leads you to a man. Each man gives you a clue. And at the end of it, the prize, Sandra, your secretary, in exchange for you.
You so much as lay a finger on her, I'll...
You do nothing, Strong. He's got you right where he wants you. He's playing at cat and mouse, but this time you, Mr. Strong, are the mouse.
You keep saying he.
He happens to be Stanley Keller.
Keller? He's to be executed tonight at 5 o'clock.
You're wrong, Strong. You are to be executed at 5 tonight. You or your secretary, it's all up to you. You see, Strong guy, Stanley Keller broke jail. He's free.
Strong, that Strong guy. Yeah, that's what they call you. And right now, that's the way you feel. You ever hold hands in the secluded world of a darkened cinema? Walked home at night hand in hand with a bundle of laughter bubbling up inside you? You ever laughed out loud just because you feel so good? You think it's small town stuff. Small town laughs. No, that's all big time. Big time because it's all with Sandra. And when Sandra laughs, you feel it right down here inside you. Deep down where it can hurt if the laughter stops.
Oh, I've never felt so good. Maybe it was a movie.
Maybe it's the company.
Maybe.
Well, here we are.
Yes, Steve. Here we are. My apartment house.
But outside.
Yes, Steve. Outside.
Do I get a nightcap?
No, Steve.
But I'm thirsty.
Well, there's a bar open down the street.
I'm not that thirsty. All right, lay off.
The boss and his secretary. Cocktails, dinner, a movie. And the situation.
I said lay off.
Steve, you really mean it.
I didn't say anything. Not in words.
You can speak words, Steve, but feeling them is something else.
Yeah.
So?
All right, so good night.
Steve.
Yeah?
You forgot your nightcap.
But outside, huh?
Good night, Steve. Good night, boss.
Sandra, I...
Yes, sir?
Nothing. You beat your feet along a sidewalk paved with clouds. You figure the world is one big happy playground, and you figure there's just two people in it, you and Sandra. You go to bed, you sleep, you wake up. You laugh your way through a shave, a shower, a hard-boiled egg. And by 9:15, you're pushing your way through your office door, Sandra's door. And you're ready for a big hello. But all you see is an empty chair, a typewriter, and an envelope addressed in Sandra's handwriting to Steve Strong. And in the background, a telephone playing a jangled symphony. Yeah.
Steve.
Sandra, where are you?
Steve, that note. They made me address.
They? Note? I haven't read it yet, but where are you?
Well,
Sandra!
He doesn't tell that, Strong.
Where's Sandra?
She's all right, Strong. For the moment.
And she'd better stay that way.
You've got no say, Strong. This time you do all the jumping.
Who's giving the orders?
For the moment, me, Strong. Shader Bennett.
All right, Bennett. You got the floor.
Ever heard of a paper chase, Strong?
Make it fast, Bennett.
In a paper chase, Strong, you follow a series of clues, right?
I know the rules.
And there's a prize at the end of it, right?
So?
So, you read the note you've got in your hand. It is in your hand, Strong?
Talk, Bennett, just talk.
It's a paper chase, Strong. You follow a series of clues. Each clue leads you to a man, each man gives you a clue, and at the end of it, the prize... Sandra, your secretary, in exchange for you.
You so much as lay a finger on her, I'll...
You do nothing, Strong. He's got you right where he wants you. He's playing cat and mouse. But this time, you, Mr. Strong, are the mouse.
You keep saying he.
He happens to be Stanley Keller.
Keller? He's to be executed tonight at 5 o'clock.
You're wrong, Strong. You are to be executed at 5 tonight. You or your secretary, it's all up to you. You see, Strong guy, Stanley Keller broke jail. He's free.
Keller, free?
Goodbye, Strong.
Wait, Bennett.
Just read the little note, strong guy. Your first clue? Oh, and I almost forgot. Your phone is tapped and you'll be followed, so no policeman, strong. You do it all on your own.
Bennett! You look at the envelope. You look at the name Steve Strong, written in Sandra's neat handwriting. You open the envelope, unfold the note, and inside, the spidery crawl of Stanley Keller, the man you helped put behind bars and on the way to the electric chair. But right now, it's you who's heading for the hot seat. And in Keller's own way, the way it'll hurt most, through Sandra. So now you read the note, read it, and follow the instructions to the letter.
You're looking for something, mister? And got a pinball by me, hey?
You're doing like the note says. Go to the fun parlor. A parlor, a penny arcade on 7th and Main. Meet an old man in a bowler hat. Check out on a toothless grin. The note, toothless. The message.
You gotta earn it, strong guy. You gotta earn it.
Like how?
Like playing the pinball machine. Getting a score of 100. It's one ball.
100?
Tough score.
Yeah. All right, which machine?
This one'll do fine. It's 6.
So how do I win?
Well, maybe you'll be lucky.
Can I get the message?
Only then.
Now, give me some nickels.
Put the nickels in the slot.
All right, Toothless. This game I know. I was raised on pinball.
Any time you get a score of 10, the machine will buzz you. You've got to get 10 hits. 10 buzzes makes 100. 10 you get the mail. The bing ringing payoff.
You don't have to tell me that.
Of course. You was raised on pinball, huh? Well, we soon know. And just to help you concentrate, you don't get a miss until you get the score.
All right. Here's number one.
10? 20? 30? 40? Why, you're doing it. Oh, battle, huh? Strong guy. You only got 40. Maybe this machine is sick, so you won't win, huh? What do you think of that, strong guy?
You
hit me. Tell I hit the girl.
Okay, another nickel.
To go? Only 4? One more makes 70? 80? You got 2?
We could have gone.
One, only one.
Come on, come on.
Only one to go and it stops.
Well, stuck. It'll roll.
But only one stop to hit again. This set's wrong, and maybe you never get the mission. Hey, no bumping that machine. And that's cheating.
And
now
he's using a fixed machine.
No?
This time, it's got to be. Don't see, Toothless. The message. You get the message, and with it a cold sweat. A cold sweat from playing a pinball machine for a jackpot prize. The life or death of Sandra. Keller. Stanley Keller escaped from jail, escaped from the chair, and now he's using his men to wield the whip of retribution. Now he's paying you back for every drop of sweat he had to face behind the big walls. Yeah. You helped to send him there, that and the murder he committed. But in the twisted framework of the criminal's mind, there's only one thought, to get even, to pay back Steve Strong, and he's doing it fine. In a game of nerves. A game designed to make you break. You know he'll stop at nothing, not even Sandra. So you try to play it his way and follow instructions to the letter.
You wish to record your voice there? Send a record to a friend, perhaps, huh?
You're standing in a music shop. A shop where they sell anything from commercial pops to a record of your own voice.
Perhaps you'd like to hear some records, sir.
My name's Steve Strong.
Oh, then you do want to hear a record, sir. A very special record, sir. Well, you just come in. Now, if you just follow me... Yeah, just the dog, sir. This is rather a special recording.
Yeah?
Takes a little while for this record player to warm up.
You watch the little man fiddle with the knobs and switches. You watch him take a record and put it on the turntable. You watch the needle being lowered onto the spinning disc. You watch and you wait for the sound to come. And you wonder what the sound will be.
A short play written, produced, directed, and presented by Stanley Keller. And featuring a new find. A new dramatic discovery. Stanley. I hope you like it, Strong. It's very dramatic. Enter the heroine. Bring her in, Shader.
According to plan, Steve Strong's secretary.
Did you enjoy your trip downtown, Miss Steve Strong's secretary?
What do you want with me?
Sandra!
You want to set a trap to catch a wild animal, you have to use the right bait. Same applies if you want to catch a man. Really very simple.
And I'm the bait to catch Steve?
That's right.
Is it the microphone on the desk?
It is.
But why?
Because I want to use it to help make sure your boss will enter the trap.
But how can...
You were saying, Sandra.
Not done. What are you going to do with it?
First, I'm going to shoot you, Sandra.
No.
Quiet, quiet, Strong.
Sandra,
I'm
here,
Miss Potty.
Let me see it once. She needs one.
Take your seat.
All right. And now...
But you can't.
Oh, but I can, Sandra, you see? First, I cock the gun. Then I squeeze the trigger. Like so.
No. No!
He killed her. I think it was... He killed Sandra.
All right, bright boy. That's the way Keller wants.
Get back, Strong.
A gun, eh?
The recording hasn't finished yet.
I've heard all I want to hear.
Get back, Strong. Keller's got a message for you.
Well, Strong, the recording's almost over. You think I just shot your secretary, but, Strong, you don't really know. Maybe I didn't shoot him. Maybe she only fainted. Don't try getting tough, Strong. Just come along to the old warehouse corner of Hudson and Third and find out for yourself. Maybe Sandra's alive. And maybe she's dead. But either way, Strong, I'll be here. And I'm very much alive.
Standing in the doorway of the music shop, your mind's turning cartwheels and a cold sweat is pushing an icicle of fear up and down your spine. You're not telling yellow, you're just scared. Scared for Sandra. Scared of what you'll find in the empty warehouse where Stanley Keller's waiting. You leave the shop doorway for a cab standing at the curb. You feel the wetness of your palm slide your hand along the door handle.
Where to, sir?
You give the driver the address of the warehouse, and you try to form a break in the line of Keller's plan. You look behind and see a car leave the curb and sit behind your taxi. You know there's no break in Keller's plan.
What's wrong, mister? You forget something?
No, just checking.
How come?
I said I was... Oh, forget it.
You in some kind of trouble, mister?
Is that obvious?
Well, you look behind. There's a car sitting on your tail. It makes a simple two and two.
But the answer isn't always four.
You want me to lose him?
There's no point. I know where I'm going. I'm just making sure I...
Something wrong?
Yeah. Keller's plan. He's forgot one thing.
You're not making sense, mister.
I'm being followed. So I can't get word to police headquarters. But you can take the message for me.
What's the message?
Go to homicide. Ask for Captain Jim Daly. Tell him to come to the address where you'll drop me. Tell him Stanley Keller's there. And tell him to hurry. You sit back amongst the car cushions, and a gentle feeling of hope begins to creep through the avenue of fear.
Here's your address, sir.
You won't forget the message to Captain Daly.
I won't forget, sir.
Someone coming. You better beat it.
Yep. Hello, Strong.
Get going.
You see, you've got him here in one piece, Lefty.
So Keller didn't slip up.
He gave you a message, huh?
My Captain Jim Daly.
Well, who would have thought of it?
Apparently Keller did.
So let's go in and tell him, shall we, Strong?
Beat it, Lefty.
Yeah. So long, Strong guy. Well, Strong, this is it. The payoff.
So I meet Keller again, huh?
But now he's your executioner. Somehow, fate has turned the table.
And Sander?
You'll find out. You so much as Strong. You seem to have a very bad memory. We keep telling you, you haven't any say in the matter at all. What has to be, has to be. That's all in the planning, Strong. And now, the door of destiny. Your destiny, Strong. But first, one formality.
That you don't have to tell me. Here,
your gun. Thank you, Strong. You're a bright boy. Just in case you have another in your... Strong guy, you had two guns.
All right, let's get inside. Take me to Keller.
Now, I'll go one better, Strong. I'll take you to Sandra.
Sandra. Your feet beat against the cold square of concrete as Bennett takes you to a small prefabricated office in the center of the empty warehouse floor. Your feet are tossing echoes round your head, and your mind is beating out an agony of memories. Then Bennett stops. The door of the office is in front of you.
All right, Strong. The answer to your question inside.
Sandra folds against your coat. Long, slender fingers crush the cloth of blue serge stripes. Your soft black hair becomes alive beneath your chin, and your heart dances on a sea of pent-up tension, released in a sudden reaction of relief.
No, Steve, I was so silly.
Yeah, I know, honey.
He pointed a gun at me and fired me.
Fired blank on you, Sandra.
You're wrong, Strong. He fired a real bullet over her head.
You must have seen it.
There, see? A clean round hole in the partition wall.
But
thin partition, Strong. No protection from outside at all.
All right, Bennett. Let's
stop
playing cat and mouse.
And spoil our fun.
The guard's going to table, Bennett. Face up.
I told you before, Strong. I only take orders. I don't make it.
But Sandra goes free. Right now.
That was not one of my orders.
I know you, Steve.
All right, Bennett. You deal the cards.
We're playing for big stakes, Strong.
Yeah. Two lives against my bankroll.
Are you bribing me, Strong?
Every man has his price.
Oh, what a pity Stanley Keller can hear every word we say.
He's right. Tell us somewhere out there up on the festival landing in the shadows.
They should have known.
Only a few feet away, and he can see right down.
But he can't see inside. This is only a small office. But it's got a ceiling.
Like a box sitting on a big square of concrete. But the walls of the box are thin. No protection from a bullet. You can see where one bullet got out. Now watch to stop a lot of bullets coming in.
All right, Bennett. You made your point. I do what Keller wants. Or he does what he wants with Sandra.
I can see how you became a private detective.
Let's deal in fact.
And still are a detective.
One, Keller wants to give me a symbolic hot seat. He wants to play at executioner. Even having me come from a small room in the center of a big square of concrete.
Like the death cell. Go on, Strong.
All right. So I go out, let him play at executioner. But after then, what happens to Sandra?
That would be point number two.
And the answer?
He goes free, naturally.
Naturally.
You just got to trust that, Strong. You have no other choice, have you?
He's right, Steve.
And now it's time, almost 5 o'clock. I leave you to your executioner, Strong Guy.
Well, Steve.
Looks like we played that tune, honey.
First, you and me.
Data said that.
Steve, let's not kid ourselves.
All right. Play a gamble, a big gamble. Maybe Keller's forgotten how to shoot, Steve.
What are you going to do?
Go out and face him like he says, 5 o'clock.
Without a gun?
Without a gun. Fox are pushing against 5 o'clock right now. Stay back, Sanders. Clear the doorway.
But what are you...
Keller! Keller, I want to bargain with you. Keller! You said Sandra goes free.
You stupid, a madman.
I'll play it all way, no fight, nothing. But Sandra goes free.
She's out of the doorway now.
Where's the door?
I don't need your powers.
One getting hit is hits enough.
One getting hit is too many.
Yeah.
You can see the landing through the doorway.
I know, I heard him. In the shadows. I can't see him yet.
All right, Strong, it's 5 o'clock. Start walking through the doorway to make it slow. That way you get it quick. No fuss, no pain. Just a clean round hole all the way to Sarah's, right? Start your walk, Strong, your last walk.
Keep away from the doorway, kid.
Hold it there, Strong. So I see you now. Goodbye, Strong. So long, Strong Guy.
I'm cold blooded.
We'll see you do nothing, but if it comes to a point, I'll see you do.
Damn.
Let it come up, I said. You all right, Sandra?
Yes, I'm all right. Jim,
get a doctor, Mike. Black Captain. I believe they can't put you in a chair quite, Keller. Once more for Steve.
You could have aimed for my heart, Daly.
No, Keller. That would have been the easy way. For you, I want the hard way. Especially now.
Steve walked out there deliberately. He did it to save me.
If we'd go to your office first instead of trying to ring, Steve would have been alive. I guess we were too late, Sandra. I'm sorry. He was a great guy.
A strong guy. He liked to be called that. But inside he had a heart. He almost tried to keep it a secret.
You liked him as a boss?
More than as a boss, Jim.
If only I'd called round to his office earlier. I tried his phone at home and at the office. No answer each time. I wanted to tell him Keller had escaped. But maybe Keller would pay him a visit. I didn't know Keller had already called.
I thought I'd plan it down to the last detail.
You forgot one thing, Keller. You forgot Steve and I were friends. You forgot I might call around and warn Steve when I couldn't raise him on the phone. But Steve didn't forget. He took a gamble on me calling. Not such a big gamble. But I made my call a little too late.
He left your message in his office?
Yes, Keller. Your message to Steve. The only way I could find you, to follow the same path around the jungle you had designed for Steve. Hey, if all your boys are safe in custody, and this time, maybe for life.
Is this a buddy, Jim?
Yeah, Doc.
Steve's strong, yeah. All right, miss. I'll take over now.
That's strong, guy.
Come on, Sandra. I'll take you outside.
No, Jim, I'd rather...
Okay, okay. I'll get the ambulance boys to come in.
No need.
What do you mean, Doc?
Take a look for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Got a headache,
Potter? He's all right. A crease in his skull. Knocked him unconscious for a few minutes.
And I thought Keller was a good shot.
I am.
What's your hammer go back? Point fired.
And with a revolver, you can miss a target that way. I know. I've done it myself.
I know too, Jim. No. He almost didn't miss.
Come on, Keller. You're going with me.
Oh, you crazy fool. You realize you might have got killed that way?
But I didn't.
Well, how can you be so...
But I did it to you, honey.
Okay, White, shut the door.
Oh, you fool.
What's wrong? The door, White.
Maybe I like being a fool. But certainly don't.
There's a time folks like to be left alone.
Yes, Captain.
Like I said, I'm a sentimental, a romantic guy. But I've got a lot of good friends in and out of the force, and I like to keep them. I also like to help keep law and order in the community. I'll be with you again. But for now, this is Steve Strong, or as I'm more often referred to, that strong guy, signing off.
This script was written by John Warwick and produced by Wilbur Bim for our transit.